This is TWiT.
Now, sometimes it's not enough to tell those organizations that their systems and services are vulnerable. I definitely have worked with a lot of organizations where even if you warn them, they kind of sit on their hands for a while. There's plenty of those organizations out there that are warned and they just sit around for too long. Well, it's believed to be an unprecedented move by the FBI is trying to protect hundreds of companies like that and to be infected by the Hafnium hack. Now, how do they do this? Well, by hacking them itself using the original hacker's own tools. Well, the hack, which affected tens of thousands of Microsoft Exchange server customers worldwide and triggered a whole government response from the White House, reportedly left several back doors that could let any number of hackers right into those systems again. Now, the FBI has taken advantage to remotely delete themselves, an operation that agency is calling a success. The FBI conducted the removal by issuing command through the web shell to the server, which was designed to actually cause the server to delete only the web shell identified by its unique file path. Now, the FBI says that their owners patched thousands of systems before it began its remote Hafnium backdoor removal operation. Also, that it only removed one early hacking group's remaining web shells, which could have been used to maintain and escalate persistence unauthorized access to U.S. networks. It'll be interesting to see if this is a precedence for future responses to significant hacks like Hafnium. While I'm personally undecided here, it's easy to argue the FBI is doing a world of service by removing a threat like this one. Now, I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. You know, obviously, the FBI was doing good here. They're trying to do good. They're basically hacking the systems themselves to wipe the slate clean. But is this something that we want? What do you think, Curtis?
Well, I think this is interesting from several perspectives. One, it kind of gets us into Minority Report territory. You know, we know that this was a bad, serious vulnerability, but if this is successful, what's to keep the FBI or other parts of the government from saying, you know what, we're just going to make sure that no big systems are vulnerable from here on out. And while I know that the government does employ some very good IT professionals, are we sure that every patch that they would apply would not break some of the enterprise software deployed at wherever they're hacking? You know, this is one of those wild cases where should the owners of these systems have been patching? Absolutely. No question they should have been doing it. Should the FBI then have gone in and done it for them? That's a much trickier thing. You know, this is similar to the arguments we get on why doesn't the government just go and hack back at the hackers who come in and attack citizens or servers that belong to U.S. corporations. There are a lot of good reasons for the failure to go on the offense. I suspect that we may have just seen a line being crossed, and in years to come, we're going to look back at this as the starting point for some significant adventures in enterprise IT.
Indeed. I think definitely something out of sci-fi for sure. And I think the interesting part here is if companies and organizations really want that, what do you think, Cheebert? Is this something that, you know, organizations are going to want, or are they just going to mistake this as another breach?
Well, you know, first off, can the FBI please patch my WordPress site for me? Yep. You know, this reminds me of this conversation that we had with a whole bunch of local businesses, shall we say. And the conversation was, war driving should be wiped out. It's bad. People are exposing our Wi-Fi networks. And my reply back, and this was actually with a whole bunch of law enforcement in the same room, I said, well, you know what? My favorite trick used to be going in, finding those open and unsecured networks, especially in sensitive areas, finding a printer, sending it, you know, patching their Wi-Fi routers, changing, you know, making it secure, and then sending them instructions on how to get back into their system onto one of their network printers. Now, obviously this was a fantasy, right? And I think this is kind of the same thing. Well, I was reminded by the FBI that such a thing was illegal. I was going into someone else's system without their permission, and technically I was breaking the law. And I said, well, what laws were I breaking? They couldn't really tell me. So things have changed a little bit. Obviously, the shoe is on the other foot. I think this is a interesting way of approaching it. It's obviously a really nasty hack and could potentially wreak havoc across industries. Now, should it be done? Could it be done? Yeah. I think if a corporation is, or organization, let's call it organization, hasn't not paid attention, even if people, you know, say, yeah, you guys really need to patch like right now, and they don't do it, maybe it's time we give the organizations like the FBI just a little bit more rope and let's go and fix the really bad problems to prevent them from escalating. Only time will tell. And this is going to be one heck of a interesting story to follow, because I am absolutely sure someone like the ACLU or, I don't know, someone else like that is going to jump in and start making all kinds of noise. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I am as well. Curtis, I want to throw this to you because, you know, is this legal? Like, is this legal for the FBI to do that? And if so, is it, or if not, if it's at least covered under the good faith? Because if you think about it, we can almost blanket this slightly under the fact that there's a lot of software companies out there. A lot of them have auto updates, and a lot of them will install things on your machine to repair some things, some security holes. Can this be blanketed on something like that? Or is this is just a breach of confidence, a breach of network?
Well, I'd like to think that when Microsoft or Apple or anyone else pushes an update that applies itself automatically, it's because at some point the owner of the system has given permission for that to happen. You know, there was a point in the installation or at some point when they had to click a checkbox somewhere to say, yes, this is okay with me. That obviously was not the case here, although reading about it, the FBI says that they did try to contact the server owners to let them know that things were going wrong, that they had a vulnerability, and that it would be patched for them. Now, the FBI also got permission from a judge, the equivalent of a warrant, to do this. That gives them a layer of legal protection. But I think you're right. I suspect that this is the sort of thing where we're going to see it be litigated. Someone, whether one of the companies that was affected or a trade organization, is going to file suit just to get higher courts to come in and weigh in on the legality of this. It's going to be very interesting. It's because while there are some who would say that it's the equivalent of the beat cop noticing that your store's front door was unlocked at midnight and just reaching in, turning the lock and closing the door, there are others who would say that this is closer to the equivalent of the local beat cop just showing up in your bedroom to tuck you in at night because he thought you were cold. We'll see what courts say about this, but I doubt we've heard the last of this particular set of updates.
I agree. You know, I'd like to attribute this to one of my favorite movies out there, Sneakers. How they used to, you know, drop in and, you know, fight the bad guys or show the security vulnerabilities and get paid for it. But, you know, in the same sense, at least the corporations knew what they were paying for. We'll see how this goes in the future.